I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. Here we are together again. Today the guys are joined by their friend and fellow comedian Dave Merhege. Dave is a stand-up comic from Canada, Yuck. Which, as you'll see soon, Mo and Azhar just can't let go of. He's also known for his role as Ahmed in Rami, and is starring in the new festival Darling, Sometimes I Think About Dying. This is a winding conversation about Dave's career and upbringing, a dispute between him and Mo's opinion of Canada, and even some legitimate concern for the weekend and why he can't seem to feel anything in his face. Let's get into it.
Joking, not joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azhar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking, Not Joking. Check, check, one, two. This feels right. This is
check.
Good.
Chickity, chickity,
man,
check.
Man, audio is way better today. I'm just kidding.
It's like we have a Kennedy on it.
That's weird.
Kennedy.
You know,
quality.
When you hire somebody who's affiliated with the CIA, you're just going to get quality recordings.
World class.
You're just going to get the best, absolute best. Is this live streaming straight to FBI headquarters?
Yes.
Excellent. Listen, motherfucker. No.
Hey, I was just playing. Please don't take my U.S. passport. It's the only passport I have.
I mean, I thought about it. If I got deported from the U.S., if I was just like, hey, you can't stay in America anymore. If you take away your passport because I just am too strong now, got to take his passport away. It's the only way to do it.
Where would they send you?
No, it's not about where they send me. It's where I want to go, right? I'm at that point. It's what I talk about all the time. I'm a refugee free agent. You know, what country do I want to go to?
What are the choices?
Well, I know definitely not Canada. That's the only place.
I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah. But definitely not Canada.
I'd go. It's first of all, more peaceful.
No,
and it's
not.
A better quality of life.
Where? More peaceful than where?
Than here.
I mean, it depends where you are. America is so vast and has such amazing experiences where Canada, you have one. It's snow.
See, that's what I mean. This
you
is,
have mountains.
This is racist.
You have it's not racist.
This is like, I'll give you America's fun, and there's great places, but I feel the narrative you build is that Canada sucks.
No, it's not the narrative I'm building. It doesn't suck. It's just mediocre.
There's no way it's just mediocre. That's
of course it is.
No. I mean, we're never going to agree. It would be crazy if I said it was mediocre.
What?
You have to represent Canada?
Yeah, I can't just go my own country. Who,
of course, but deep down, you know that's why you live here. You're not there. You're not in Canada right now.
I'm trying to get back.
What do you mean you're trying to get back? You can't even go back to your own country.
No,
you're trying
back.
To go back.
I'm just trying to get to a certain level here, career-wise, and I'm going right back.
So your whole strategy was to come to the United States
yeah.
so that you could go back to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go live in like Toronto.
You have to come here. take hard-earned jobs from Americans, and you're going to take that money and go back to Canada.
I technically only took couple jobs.
Why don't you go away and go back to Canada now?
I've only
go
took back a couple jobs,
we don't want
jobs,
your
dude.
Kind here, okay?
I'll be honest. I only took a couple jobs.
Mr. Kennedy here works hard.
He has property in
to
Canada.
To have a job. What?
He has property in Canada.
His last name is Kennedy. They have property everywhere.
But he asked
them. Property in Canada?
Yeah, his family. So he knows how good Canada is. This is what we've been talking about while you two were sleeping.
I was not sleeping. I was already awake when you got here. I just chose to keep you waiting. Like a hop into like just get you anxious. What's going on? And then just boom, hop on. Fuck Canada. That's my opening.
I wasn't that anxious because he kept me calm.
I was asleep.
He did. No, I was asleep. I was asleep.
You both were. And then someone from Ohio called you.
I love you. Actually, when Uzzer texted me, I was like, I'm coming up immediately. That's not what I said. Who cares?
I said, Dave Regis here. He said, who cares?
Who cares? I was so groggy and sleepy. I was like, everybody, leave me alone. No, I was very happy to have you on, bro. Dave Mahesh is on the
Dave
podcast.
Dave Mahesh is in the house, yo.
This podcast was going, man. It was, when did it start?
Well, yeah, it's been. Since you got
Listen,
here.
If he wasn't recording any of that, I don't want to ever see his face again. If he didn't think, like, in the beginning, whoa. Mo's being spontaneous. Maybe I should push the button. And he decided not to push the button. His instincts are so off, he should get up and walk away.
Fair enough. I didn't know. Just a different way to start, which I appreciate.
How do you want to start? You're like, hey, everybody. Hey, welcome. This is Dave Mahesh. Nobody cares how you, you know, you got to be organic.
I am organic.
No, you can't be organic. It's nothing organic from Canada.
That's
it's
not
too
true.
Too cold to grow anything there.
I mean, are we talking food or are we talking human? I'm organic.
Yeah, you are. You're organic.
Yeah, I'm organic.
Okay, fine. I'm talking about just resources. And what do you guys have there? Like, tell me. Banff? You have Banff?
Banff.
You mean the place?
Banff.
I mean,
you have
mean
mountains?
The city. Yeah, we're on.
Let's go. What?
Do they
the
have
city?
Ophthalmologists
they have
coyotes in Banff?
You can't drive in the city for, like, how many months out of the year?
No, you can drive. You just get tires cold. For your car.
Yeah, it's so cold, bro. How do you even drive
like
out
like it's tundra.
It's ice. It is tundra.
No, there's only certain
down
places.
Down the street, it's called frozen tundra.
Yeah, but only certain places are super, super, super cold. The rest of the places aren't that cold. You can exist in the winter. We've been doing it for a long time. We're built also as people that are amazing and almost like we're 7 feet tall, our personalities all the time. We can deal with the winter. We're not punk ass clowns.
You're making so many false claims.
Wow, you're making so,
so many,
many
false claims.
Look, if Canadians came into the heat, it's 75 degrees out, they're like, oh my god, I'm dying. Do you guys even do Fahrenheit or do you guys do Celsius?
We can Google that. I use both, bro.
Which one is it in Canada?
I think it's Celsius.
And you guys do miles. You don't do kilometers, right?
Yeah, I mean, these are like minor differences. What's the?
I'm just asking.
You do kilometers, right?
No, they do miles. Right?
No, wait. What
they
do you guys
kilometers?
Do?
We do miles.
Yeah,
miles
we do kilometers.
They do kilometers.
Oh, they do kilometers.
Yeah, we do the opposite of you.
So your speed limits are kilometers per hour.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
but the annoying part is that they do everything like Europe or the UK, with the exception of driving on the wrong side of the street or the opposite side of the street.
I didn't know I was going to do math. Just to be honest with you.
I just asked you if you did Fahrenheit or Celsius. There's no math involved. It's just, I mean, there is math if you want to give me a particular temperature. I was just asking about the Fahrenheit or Celsius. I didn't say, hey, Dave, tell me what 95 degrees Fahrenheit is in Celsius.
Yeah.
Go. AZ, I also, I stretch, you know what I mean? So some of this stuff is not facts. I just want you to know.
You stretch. I like
you
that.
Stretch. Don't tap the microphone. Sorry. You're talking on the microphone. So
you just go through life just basically lying. And
it's not lying.
Stretching?
It's not lying. It's
yes,
like make,
lying.
It's not lying. It's like stretching to make the punch better.
Stretching to make the punch better.
As a comedian.
Yeah. Punch
or just
better.
Like, or stories.
I imagined you lying while making punch at a party. That's what I imagined.
I mean, I could possibly do that too. I've told a wild story while I was making punch.
No, you haven't. Now you're stretching now.
Also, the fact that we're like making you a representative of Canada, which is fine, but let's talk about the fact that you're actually fabricating about the fact that you're Lebanese.
Yeah.
And you finally went to Lebanon, isn't that right?
You're saying I 5%.
Yeah, you 5%.
I was briefed on what the podcast was about. So okay. I'm 5% that I lied that I'm Lebanese?
You didn't not lie. That you lied.
You just were like not fully embracing how important this who you are is. Yeah. That's the only way I could put it. Yeah. You were like, I'm Canadian. I'm Lebanese. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I would say I was born in Canada with Lebanese heritage.
Okay.
You started saying that last month? No, from the beginning, I would say. Because Canada is my country.
Are you stretching right now?
No, I'm being honest. Canada is the country I was raised in.
Right.
With like.
Right. We were born there, right?
100% born there. I was, yeah. My parents weren't. But I mean, we had in Windsor, where I'm from, there's a huge Lebanese community. So I always had Lebanese people around me since I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Honestly, I should have had Belly on the podcast with us.
That would have been cool.
Because he's from Canada. He needs somebody to help defend him.
Yeah, he's from Ottawa.
I feel like there's all these Canadian, like Drake and.
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
You know, all these rappers.
Right.
Isn't The Weeknd? Where's The Weeknd? The
Weeknd's from Toronto as well.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Mustafa the Poet is
from Toronto. I know everyone that's Canadian and where they're from.
Everyone that's from there that's in R&B or hip hop. All wear blazers without shirts. This is all making sense now. It's from Toronto.
That's the Toronto thing.
It's a Toronto.
That was
thing.
A Mustafa thing. I've
is
never
it?
Seen. I think
is
I've never
a Mustafa thing.
I saw
been around for a hot minute.
I mean,
I'm
not
sure
a Mustafa
I saw,
thing, but he's the only Canadian artist I've seen wear no shirt. And
you don't think Abel is walking around with
for sure?
For sure. Are you kidding? That's how he's probably living at home.
Yeah,
I feel like Abel the Weeknd.
His name is Abel.
Yeah. Abel. Yeah,
like Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a cool name.
It's a phenomenal name.
But didn't Cain kill Abel? Cain killed Abel, right?
You know, he's The Weeknd.
Yeah, I mean, now he could probably, yeah.
When I was thinner, people would be like, you're like Arab The Weeknd. When my hair was up and all that.
Why is his name The Weeknd?
I mean.
It's also missing a letter, too, right?
No, it's not.
No,
is
yeah,
it
is.
Is it?
W-E-E-K-N-D.
So just
oh, ND,
the
yeah,
E
yeah.
is just
I don't know why
omitted.
He's named The Weeknd, but I mean, The Good Time is on The Weeknd, and he used to talk about drugs, so he can't be a Tuesday.
Right.
Right?
But it's like,
or
why is your name
I'm
have
so
a typo?
Naive, I didn't know I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You was a cocaine song.
Same, basically. I didn't know that either.
I had no idea. I was like, yeah, I'm so disturbing. In love.
No, I thought he had like...
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I thought he had a condition.
And I like it.
I was like, wait. Is he talking about cocaine?
Yeah. I was like, yo, this guy's
idiot.
Having a medical condition right now. Why
That's
is
what
he
I thought
celebrating?
Too.
What?
I can't feel my face. Like, why are you excited
can't
about
feel my face?
Listen,
you have
call,
Lyme disease.
Call 911, bro.
You have Lyme disease. Go see a doctor immediately.
I know someone who had Lyme disease.
Oh, my
so
God. Bell's real. Palsy. You had Bell's palsy.
I did.
Yeah,
have Bell's
that,
palsy.
That is Bell's palsy, right? Yeah. I can't feel
well,
my face.
No. Bell's palsy is half your face. Lyme disease is your whole face.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's a tough one, man.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
message for the weekend and Canada.
Look, I get it, okay? Canada's got a lot of talent, a lot of export. Martin Short, Seth Rogen, what else? The Weeknd, Drake. It's fantastic, okay? Great export of artistry from various different backgrounds. And I'm sorry if I'm missing him. Is Jim Carrey also from Canada? Anybody confirm it? Yeah, Jim Carrey is also Canadian. But just to tell you how bad Canada sucks, nobody goes back. You just leave. You leave. You end up in L.A. You're in America, okay? A half of Drake's song is about being in Miami. Okay, he doesn't want to fucking... There's no songs about, like, just chilling here, partying out in fucking Calgary. There's no rap song, like, about hanging out in Calgary. Nobody wants to hang out in Calgary. I gotta fly out some girls to Miami, couple of bitches. Yeah, exactly, you know? I Can't Feel My Face wasn't about cocaine. He was talking about being a young boy in Canada walking around in zero-degree weather. Yeah, I mean, what is this? I can't feel my face when I'm with you. Bro, you have frostbite. Okay? That's what inspired the whole song. It wasn't some pure uncut cocaine. It was goddamn 0 degrees in Canada. That's what it was. Okay, you have a Canadian passport. Okay? It's a fucking coaster, as far as I'm concerned. Honestly, if Canada was like, yo, man, we're gonna give you a passport. We know you're a refugee, and America hasn't given you a passport yet. We can save you 10 years. I'd be like, I'm good. I'm gonna wait. I'm going to get that American passport. What's the Canadian food? What is it? Fries with cold gravy? What is that shit called? Poutine. Poutine is nuts. Okay? Some cold regular ass cheese, some cold gravy, and then just regular fries underneath. It's not delicious. Nobody wants it. Come to America, have some real fries with chili and cheese and onions. That makes sense. Chili and cheese. Fucking cheese and gravy. Nobody likes you. Okay? I'm just kidding, your maple syrup is off the chain.
How was your trip to Lebanon, man? Tell us about that. That was your first time in your whole life.
Yeah, my mom came to Canada when she was like 8. So she didn't ever go back because she has crippling anxiety and she never wanted to go back.
So that's where you get it from?
That?
You get this anxiety from
100%.
Your mom.
Hers is awful.
Wow.
Hers is like debilitating.
Worse than yours.
Yeah, I'll tell you to the extent of
Does
what it is.
Does talking about it make you anxious?
No, talking about it makes me sad. Like, it's like depressing because it's like when me and my sister were young, my mom's fear was that if you came back inside, you weren't allowed to touch anything in the house. You'd immediately have to shower and you had designated slippers. So you can go to your room and you can only stay in that room. You can't touch anything else. If you wanted to touch anything else, you'd have to wear plastic bags in your hands.
So that sounds like OCD, not anxiety.
But I mean, she has all of it. Anxiety, OCD, it's all of it. And then if your foot fell out and touched the ground, you'd have to bathe again. But you got in shit. So you're trying not to do that.
So let me understand this. This is since you were basically a little kid. You were
born till I left the house.
So
Till I was 37 yeah. Last year, I left.
It doesn't do. That's why I'm fucked.
So I'm saying growing up, though, that was obviously your normal. Did you think that's normal? That's how people are? Or were you aware?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, everyone else is like this. I remember being like crying. Friends would come over and play outside. And I remember my boy was like, yo, can I use your bathroom? I go, it's broken. He goes, I mean, you've been saying that shit for 2 years. Your bathroom's not broken for 2 years. I go, yeah, it's something with the pipes. Or if we had to give them water, we'd have to put it through a window. They couldn't come in. So I'd be like.
So none of your friends ever came in the house?
No. You know when you see on TV when kids come home from high school and they jump on their bed? I never did that.
Yeah, like I mean, that's not the barometer. My parents wouldn't want me to do that either when I was a kid. What the fuck are you doing? Get off of that mattress.
But I mean, like,
you paid a lot of money for that mattress. Were you trying to break shit? That's not a good example.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in where she would lose her mind.
Like, okay. Go start screaming.
Like,
and
yeah, I mean, your whole day is done. It's not like she was like, hey, Habibi, don't. It's like her condition would make her go. She'd be like in Arabic, yeah. Like, Aidi Fik, man, why'd you do that? Now you have to wash. I have to wash the bed. I have to wash the ground.
Yeah, so it's an OCD thing. So right. Your feet being on the bed. Yeah, this All is it. Severe OCD. Like severe. My brother has this.
Yeah,
and he has to take medication for it. Did your mom take medication
no,
for
bro.
It? Yeah, oh, yeah. Bro, you have to. Oh, my God. She's been like this her whole life. This is torture.
I know. I mean, look. I know. Trust me, I lived it.
I'm saying for her.
For her it is, but for us.
Because it's like, yes, it's hard, but I think it's one of those situations. But I think it's, I know from direct experience with this, man, it is like you can't leave the house without double checking the door 30 times. You can't. Yeah. It's like having this obsession.
It's bad. Even till my sister has it. So if you go home now to my sister's, you have to take your shoes off.
Which I'm a fan of.
No, me too. But
I'm okay with that.
100%.
It's great.
Same, but your feet can't hit the carpet thing. So you have to take it off in some sense so that both your feet land on the cement part, because she'll go wash it, or like, it's like my sister has it bad too.
Yeah.
Like she won't like. So,
you're actually not that bad compared to the rest of your family.
Yeah, no, you're filthy.
No, I was. I was.
You disgust me all the time.
And then I did therapy because I did exposure therapy. Like I had a thing where if I'm making out with a girl and she took my shirt off and threw it on the ground, I'd have to shut it. I'd be like, stop. And I'd have to go get the shirt.
Oh, because like it's like the shirt can't be on the floor.
Yeah.
I go, why'd you do that? And then it was like, or I would have to take
get out of my house.
Yeah, my socks. Well, and put them in my shoes. I couldn't have them on the ground. So I had to I'd leave the bedroom.
All these rules.
And find my shoes. And then by the time that she's not aroused anymore.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I have a hard on. This is like my dream partner, please. Somebody who's that clean.
Stuff a lot.
Speaking of a stuff for a lot, we had Paul Aaliyah on the pod, and I didn't get a chance to say it to him, but since you're also part of that, like that as a Muslim, I feel like I grew up knowing so many non-practicing Muslims that they don't practice the religion. But then like meeting you and Paul, it's nice to meet a couple of practicing non-Muslims.
Yeah.
Because you guys are not like Muslims, but you practice Islam.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
To be honest, we were playing basketball, me, Adel Rami, and Paul, and they were talking to him about it, and he was thinking of doing Ramadan. I was like, oh, what, do I have to, like, I was asking stupid questions. I was like, do I have to dress this, like, can I go there with shorts, or, like, will I be judged? And they're like, no. And then we were praying at Adel's friend's house.
Let me get this straight. Your first question was, can I wear shorts?
Or no, what's the dress code, I think. Got I asked. Yeah, just out of respect, okay. Right? You know. Okay.
Like to fast Ramadan, you're like,
no, just to pray. I thought there was like a formality. Like I didn't know if you had to, like, you know, I don't want to disrespect Allah. You know, if I was wearing like Skechers or something like that, and you weren't, but so I
just went, like your mom, take off your shoes.
Yeah. So I went. Sorry, I went to pray, and it was 2 hours. It was during Ramadan. I was like, this was great. I had a great experience, and I kept going back.
You had never been to a mosque before that?
No, I only went.
Really?
No, I don't think I have been. No. No, sorry, I did. I went to a mosque. I went to NYU and prayed with a friend, but that wasn't a mosque. That was.
Did you grow up like going to church? Or you?
Yeah, 100%.
So you're from a pretty religious family.
Is it a Catholic background?
Huge. My mom has
Catholic, right?
Yeah, my mom has like. We went to church every Sunday, but also there was a big Muslim community in Windsor. So I had homies that were going to the mosque, and then friends that were going to church.
Yeah, interesting.
But this is the first time I actually went myself, and then I did Ramadan the last 2 years. I just think it was just a connection I felt with God that I had personally. I didn't think anything past that in a sense. I was like, this is a great experience. I feel grounded, so I'm going to keep coming back. I was like, yeah, I'm Catholic, but I mean, who cares?
But then you like fasted the whole month.
I did. I wanted to see how that feels.
Bro, you got to.
You didn't miss it.
Well, I fasted 18 days, sorry, because then I went on tour. Okay. So I don't want to cheat. I did 18 days of fasting.
That's right. You and I had a conversation
This.
My marriage calls me like, yo, I want to know about the rules of like fasting when you're traveling. And I'm like,
Christian.
You're not a Muslim.
Yeah, relax.
There's no rules apply to you, man. Yeah. The first rule is repeat after me. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
But I wanted to try it.
Seriously, bro, repeat after us.
Repeat after us. Come on. That's why we brought
you. I already did that.
Oh, you did do that.
You did do it, bro. You said the magic words.
I tricked him.
Season 2.
Yeah, what was the story? Because then I remember you called me and I was like, whoa, did he really convert? And he was like, I don't know. And then I talked to you and you were like.
Because I didn't stop. Mahershala Ali thought I was Muslim. I didn't stop him. I just let him assume. And then I panicked because I was like, I have another week and a half. This guy thinks I'm Muslim. And then I told Rami, and then Rami started laughing and walked over and told him that he's not Muslim.
So then Mo was like, you got to just take the shot and do it. And you just did it and you were like, I'm doing it, but like. I don't intend to become a Muslim. I just intend.
No, I don't. I at that time, but now
I don't know, man. After I gave him the shahada, he's been fasting the last 2 years.
There you go.
I just don't see
you Ramadan.
I don't.
You don't eat pork. You don't.
I'm a pescatarian.
You drink alcohol anymore?
I do. Yeah.
You still drink? That's fine. Just,
I mean, I see some Muslim brothers dabbling in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's
right.
You know.
Yeah.
We're all.
No, you look at yourself. You know. I never like to look at other people. Like, look, you do that too. I do that too.
Also,
everybody's going through a different thing.
Also, the rules don't prove anything. It's like it's what you believe.
Yeah.
If you believe X, whether or not you comply with your own beliefs, you're just a human being. Like we all believe all kinds of things. We don't actually put. I should work out. I'm fat. I don't.
The
I
fasting,
believe I should.
Easy. The fasting thing was the craziest thing because I could only think about not eating, but then I started thinking about other things in my life because it was nothing. I didn't realize how much food takes up in my mind that I started thinking about everything else all day until I ate. Like my whole life. For those 18 days, if that makes any sense.
Did you feel like you learned any?
You thought about food the whole time you said?
Yeah, because my first time, I was like, Jesus Christ, I got to eat something. And then when you stop thinking about food, you start thinking about, it's like your brain goes nuts. You start thinking about other things in your life. And I just felt like all this shit, it wasn't important.
Wow.
I was like, what the? It's like it brought me to this basic and like, I don't know. I can't explain it. I was like, but I didn't know how to articulate
deeply
it at the
powerful,
time.
Man.
But I was like, what an experience.
Wow.
And the praying was made me feel grounded. I felt balanced. I was praying on tour. I was praying in between sets.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Praying as a Muslim, like a Muslim prayer.
Yeah, but comics were walking in the and like, whoa. Like I'd be like, guys, I'm going to pray now. Can you tell me when I'm up? Or come tap me on the door, or tap the door. So I would get my phone because I don't know the prayer. So I'd YouTube it and I would like have headphones on. And then I would just pray in the green room.
Bro, you're more Muslim than most Muslims I know. I mean. That's pretty amazing, actually.
I loved it.
Mashallah. God bless you.
But a practicing non-Muslim? It's hard to truly grasp that. But I guess you fake it till you make it. Who knows? There's always something to learn here on the Joking Not Joking podcast. Yeah. This is your professor, signing off. Until next time. Stay real, dum-dums.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of production, Liz LeMay. Head of post-production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-production supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cellelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.